Hello, world. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, at Infocom 2019. We're currently in the Peerless AV booth, and we're so proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless. So thank you so much. Listen to all of our podcasts at Infocom 2019 and our microsite. But right now, I'm talking to my guest. I'm joined with my guest here, Joe Way, with California Baptist University. Welcome.
Hey, Victoria. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks.
This is a pleasure.
So tell us a little bit about, who you're representing or what else you do, what you're involved with. Just tell me about yourself.
Okay. Yeah. So I do oversee all the AV at Cal Baptist University in Riverside, California.
Okay.
Which basically means if it plugs into a wall, I oversee it, you know, so gotcha. We do all of the educational technology. And so that's really why I'm here, as like most of us is being filled with, you know, end users nowadays, to be able to just kind of see what other solutions that we can have and bring to our university to ensure we keep giving a best of class service.
Cool. So are there conferences that you're involved with? I know you're right now at Infocom 2019. Were you here for the UV Tech conference as well?
Yeah, I did like the whole trifecta. UV Tech for the day, came here and did the classes here for a day, and now here on the trade show floor.
You are just busy.
Yes, but you know, it's like, and it's never ending, right? And then even when the show floor is done, it's still like, oh, your day is just beginning. And so
100%. Yep. So tell us a little bit about maybe from the education standpoint, the technology that's being implemented into classrooms this year and recently. Tell us about the technology that you've been working with.
Probably two things. I mean, number one is lecture capture and streaming is just kind of the rage. And it kind of has been for a few years, but I think everybody's now jumping on and recognizing just the advantages that you can grow a classroom from. You know, a building might only have 24 seats in it, but you can put unlimited people online,
you know?
So to be able to stream and do that, and you're seeing a lot of companies that you wouldn't think are in that game are now having devices here, kind of like a couple of years ago, it was everyone has a wireless sharing device. Well, now it's everyone seems to have a streaming device. So that seems to be the big thing. So that's the first thing. And then second, I think everyone is now wondering what is this whole AV over IP thing going to be and look like, and as Gary gave in his keynote over at UB Tech, you know, so I think a lot of us are kind of going, all right, we know that we may not have our physical switcher and this might be the last time we're doing that. So who's doing what? What are we looking at? And kind of doing some more future planning, you know, and I'd say future proofing, but future planning, just to see what direction that's going to go in.
Tell us, were you at the keynote or did you watch it? Were you able to watch it?
I did go to the keynote.
Cool. I actually watched it from my phone while I was trying to jump on a plane, but I did watch the whole thing. I found it very interesting when Gary, he's also a professor, that he mentioned, there's a new generation coming into, you know, school, and he can have a millennial and a Generation Z, you know, sitting side by side, but they have different... what's the word I'm looking for? Different learning styles.
Exactly. I mean,
so do you agree with that?
Absolutely agree. And I've kind of been preaching the same thing that, like, because I have my daughter who's graduating from high school tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, congrats.
Yay. Yay. And so you sit there and go, she just learns different. She interacts with the world different. And a lot of times we think as, you know, parents or people who've kind of been around, we get angry that our kids are using their cell phone all the time and they're buried into it. But it is part of their communication tool now. And so I think we have to learn to develop our pedagogies and our technologies to incorporate the way they're comfortable communicating, right? Or we can't tell them based on our old ways, how we used to do it, that's how they should, because they just spent their whole lives not communicating that way.
Yeah.
And so I think that he nailed it right on.
Right. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Are there any concerns with having the new generation be totally glued to their iPads? That quote unquote, like, you know, concern.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's always a concern with that. And I think that comes from the fact that we know that no matter what, like take Infocom, perfect example. We're here for the technology, but what do we do most of our time doing? Meeting people.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I said it doesn't end when the show floor is over.
It's
about connecting, building our relationships. And so there is a point where when your relationship is with your phone or with your iPad, Can you break that and get to the other side and recognize there's actually flesh on the other side of their phone, right?
Yeah.
Gary seemed to say that, yes, you can. That's just, it becomes part of their identity.
Yeah.
But I think that is something that we're going to have a challenge with, because if we also go too much into developing all of our learning methods through a phone, now they're not going to be able to break it off. And can you build that personal relationship? There's always going to be that fear.
Sure. So walking around Infocom here at 2019, what have you seen, maybe any technology on day one that you'd love to bring back to California Baptist University, maybe? If you wanted to, if you had like endless amount or like a dream list, what could you, you know, what would you bring back?
Let me say, and this isn't just because I'm in a Peerless booth, but I absolutely love their digital signage things and the one that actually looks like it belongs outside. You know, they've had the one that stands kind of free for a while, and they finally developed that. So we're doing that at our campus and trying to do some interactive wayfinding. So it was really cool to kind of do the early tour and go, oh, I want that, you know?
I want that.
But I think, obviously, I mean, everything is just right. I mean, it's how more much resolution can we get on something? And I think that, I mean, being able to see displays that I can take to our new our medical school that's, you know, and our nursing program that needs higher resolutions that aren't going to, like, totally kill the budget and or, you know, be too bright, whether it be LED, all those things that we can do. So I really like that. And that's kind of where, you know, like most people, you know, we're here. The show floor opened a little bit ago, so I'm kind of doing the walk around, right?
Yeah.
And then figure out how to be strategic. I also do like Barco's. The WeConnect system, and we're putting that into our institution to be able to have a virtual hybrid classroom. So showing that off, I thought that was really fantastic as well.
So do you, I see you have also a podcast as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because it's AV related.
Yes, so it is the Higher Ed AV podcast. How convenient is that, right? but yeah, so basically, you know, I kind of came from the business development side of the entertainment industry. And then 3 years ago, I transitioned into higher ed. And it was weird because I knew so many people in my vertical. And then all of a sudden, the day I know nobody. And I'm like, oh, wait, because they're all different. You have different clients. You're siloed. You're at your institution. And you're doing different types of gigs, right? It's like 9 to 5 is weird. Okay, all right, fine. I'll do 9 to 5. And so that was why I developed the podcast, to be like, I don't really know many people. So if I start it and I interview one person a week and a year, I'll know 50 people, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And then it ended up being that it seemed that a lot of people had that same concern. And it has just taken off. And I now, you know, I hope that it becomes a valuable resource for connecting people and talking about ideas just like you all do, which is fantastic.
That's very cool. I actually, my best friends are teachers and I'm in the AV industry. So it's awesome that not only you know, I was able to hear Gary's keynote, but B, now I have you on the show and you can talk about, you know, you're coming from like almost two sides and combining them together. You know, what are some, first of all, I can tell them, hey, listen to your podcast, which is the Higher Ed AV podcast. what are some of the topics that you cover on that podcast?
Yeah. So basically we have a conversation and we get to know each other as people, you know, so a lot of times when I'll invite someone on, it's like, tell me what you do. What are the kind of struggles you're having? And, you know, a lot of times people get a chance to share about their unique, you know, things they're doing. Like Utah State has incorporated Alexa into their classrooms. And one, there's a cool factor, right? Hey, I can tell the classroom to turn on.
Sure.
But then you start to recognize, oh, well, they started putting their blind teachers in that room because now it was accessible. So there were other things that you never even recognized that we could do, Oregon State as a classroom in the round. So it's great to talk about things that take us outside of the box because you get so used to, all right, what switcher am I going to use? How many inputs am I going to do? What projector do I want? To then be able to open up and go, well, no, we did this and we had this. It's almost like a giant collaboration, conversation.
Yeah, I like it because it comes from two different industries and it's very refreshing to get a different perspective.
Yep.
To for both sides, you know, from, you know, you asking maybe about what tech we can use and we're asking, hey, as feedback, what do you need?
Exactly.
So that's cool. What else have you seen on the show floor? What are you excited for this week? I mean, you've had a jam-packed week already, but what else are you looking forward to?
My main thing is I am here to kind of see some more streaming options. I was, you know, walked by, you know, Panasonic. Seems like people are having more camera things. Those types of being able to take the classroom and extend it on. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that aspect and what might actually be there that's usable and price effective, you know, cost effective. And more interactivity. I mean, I really like even like Gary's classroom, that to be able to do whatever you want on a canvas. I think that my belief is that everything's going to become a canvas. Can we not get stuck on just a display or a projector somewhere? How can we interact that into walls and other onto our tables and things? So kind of being able to have more creative ways of doing our classrooms that, you know, we haven't gotten there yet. I know we're moving toward the, you know, the more flexible classrooms and the learning spaces, that type of thing. But I don't know that we're fully there, because I don't know if the technology was there yet. And I believe it's, I think we might be there now.
Nice, I like that. Does California Baptist University, do they have any of their tech displayed on the internet, like what they do with their classrooms? Is there anything like that, or videos that we can see how they're implementing the technology?
We are doing it. I've actually got a couple of things that you'll be seeing coming out that we just opened a $140 million College of Engineering that it designed and oversaw. The install, you'll see Extron's actually be putting out a case study on it with a beautiful, beautiful high definition data lab, we call it, but a BIM modeling lab that is the greatest in the country. It's fantastic. So that's going to be great. So look forward to that. Like also the Marco solution that I had just talked about with WeConnect. We worked with them on creating a solution that would be real time, near zero latency, uncompressed audio around for a online music program, so they can basically play simultaneously anywhere in the globe, zero latency, high 128 bit rate audio. So they're actually showing that, and they're going to do a case study. We'll do a webinar with them that'll be coming out shortly too. So there'll be some two very core key things to be able to
cool. And then where can we actually find those eventually when they get posted up online?
We'll have them on the CBU website. That's calbaptist.edu, but also you'll be able to find them, like, on, I'm sure, Extron and Barco will be sending them everywhere.
That's perfect. And then where else can we also, like, listen to your podcast? I know it's like a podcast within podcast inception, you know, but where can we also listen to your podcast about higher ed Higher Ed AV podcast?
So you can find it on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, your favorite Google Play Music, at Higher Ed AV, online on all social media. So just type in Higher Ed AV, it will come up. It's, I always say I have the number one rated Higher Ed AV podcast, because it's the only one. So there we go. Yeah, so you type it in, great. You'll find it.
Awesome, perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming on to our show. I am also going to tell you guys where you can find all the recordings and watch, you know, videos and read about everything. So that's on the ravepubs.com/infocom2019 microsite. And if you happen to be in Orlando, come by the Peerless AV booth, say hi. Johnny will also take over some of these podcasts, so you can say hi to him as well. Thank you so much for coming on to the show again.
Thank you.